vocabulary. Accelerate. 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 Advantage. 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 Capabilities. 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 Friction. 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 Gravity. 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 Identity. 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 Inquiry. 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 Thrilling. 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 The big race. Alex and Liam planned to build a car for the Soapbox Derby. As a result of their inquiry into how to build a fast car, they had come to the Science Museum today for answers. Last week, Alex's mother had called one of the museum scientists. When they walked into the museum, a woman in a lab coat and inline skates zoomed up and greeted them. "Hi, I'm Clara. Are you the boys who want to know what will make a car go fast?" "Yes, I'm Alex, and that's Lamb," Alex responded. "Why are you wearing inline skates, Clara?" Liam asked. "I'm a champion skater," Clara claimed during a spin. Then she whispered, "That's not my true identity. I'm a scientist. Skates make it easier to get around. Follow me. It's about speed." "Welcome to our On the Move exhibit," Clara announced as they entered a large room. "So tell me about the race." "There will be 20 cars in the race. We'll be going down the steepest hill in town," Alex said. "Sounds thrilling. It must be exciting to go fast," Clara answered as she pressed buttons on a machine. "This is a virtual race car, and this screen shows you the virtual race course and your speed. Speed is the distance an object moves in a certain amount of time. Forces at work." Alex and Liam climbed into the machine. Each seat had a steering wheel and a screen in front of it. Clara said, "Since you want to build a fast car, you need to know about forces and how they affect motion." "What's a force?" asked Liam. Clara continued, "A force is a push or a pull. Forces cause things to move or cause a change in motion. When I apply a big enough force on an object, like this stool, it moves. If two objects are exactly the same, the object that receives a bigger force will accelerate or increase its speed," Clara said, pushing two stools at the same time. "Which stool received a bigger force?" Clara asked. "The one on the right. It went farther," said Liam. "So, giving our car a big push at the top of the hill will cause it to accelerate and go faster," Alex summarized. "There's a sharp curve coming up. I'm going to accelerate now." Gravity and friction. Clara smiled. "Right. Another force acting on your car is gravity. Gravity is a pulling force between two objects." Clara took a tennis ball out of her pocket. "When I drop this ball, gravity pulls it towards the floor. It's the same force that pulls your car down the hill. So a big push gives us an advantage over other cars. Gravity will keep us going. How do we stop?" Liam asked. You'll need friction. Friction is a force between two surfaces that slows objects down or stop them from moving. For example, I lean back on my skates, and the friction between the rubber stoppers and the floor slows me down, said Clara. Thanks, Clara. The virtual race car was cool. I knew we had the skills and capabilities to win the race, but now we have the science on our side too. Liam grinned. You need friction.